Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 660, and it is your review of Shin Godzilla. As always, this is Nerd Chicana here to host the show, along with my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful
Monday night.
Monday. It's Monday. Yeah, it's still Monday.
Monday night, live and early for our patrons over at patreon.com/nerdcore, where you get this episode live and early. So you can chat with us, and you can watch this before it drops for the public on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, before we get into today's review, Brad, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. It was a busy day at work. And then I come on here, and I look at the camera and look at myself through StreamYard and realize I need a haircut because I am starting to look like AJ Styles.
Yeah, look at me. Look at all the... I agree with you 100%, man. You are starting to look like AJ, though.
I'm starting to look like AJ.
Yeah, that's like, once I start looking, that's like, once I start looking like AJ, I was like, what's it called? You gotta buy the, what's it called, gloves in WWE shop, Brad. Here's your, what's it called, Halloween costume, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just grow my hair out, put the gloves on.
Yeah, I gotta get my hair cut too, bro. It's bad. I'm doing it this month, so. I went to go pick up Maya's flea medication and what's it called and the heartworm medication too. So it's time for Dad here to get a haircut.
Yeah. I've been putting it off. Just it's been cold, so I'd wake up and it was like, nah.
Stacy says, pretty sure we have to have a meeting about reviewing this film first. Yep, we need to have a meeting. We need to get an okay from a different department to review this movie, right, Brad?
Hey.
Apparently, someone didn't watch the movie.
Hey. Oh, we're talking about bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I lived that life, so that was nothing new to me.
I was like, yeah.
That's an everyday thing.
Brad's like, welcome to work.
I'm taking the points off just for that.
He's like, you reminded me of work.
You're right. That's what I hate.
Oh man. Brad, I rewatched your favorite movie of 2020 on Friday at the movie theater because they re-released it.
What was my favorite movie in 2020?
Tenet.
Fuck that movie. Did they fix the audio issues or was that still fucked up?
I thought the mixing was fine. But I didn't know that there was a preview for Doom Part 2, though. Ooh. So when it started, we got this little nice little scene. What's it called? When we get this, when we start, I'm like, okay, it's gonna be in the stadium, right? And then, nope. I was like, wait, what the hell is this? And I was like, this is Arrakis. Mm. And I was like, somebody put this wrong. Like, are we watching Doom 2 right now? Like,
did we get it early?
But yeah, it was like a scene from Dune 2 with a nice little exclusive trailer for IMAX. Brad, this looks so good, bro. Like,
I mean, the trailers have looked good. I actually do want to make a trip to the theater if I can, just to see that.
You know, I'm not the one to say, like, Brad, you need to watch it in a certain format. Brad, that felt like going to church. If it's possible for you to watch an IMAX, you need to watch an IMAX. Like,
I'd have to see where the closest IMAX is. That might be 4 hours away from me.
Yeah.
It might not be possible.
Yeah, I know. What's it called? But I know they have a review crew, our friends over at Review Crew. They're going to go see it over there in IMAX. They're going to go see that theater I'm telling you about right there. I was just amazed. I was like, holy fuck, Brad. I was like, dude, this is gonna be fucking awesome, dude. This is gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I gotta force my wife to watch Dune Part 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't worry, that's on Netflix and Max.
Yeah.
On both of those services. But yeah. So he says, that's how they get you. Next they'll re-release Venom 2 with the trailer for the next Scorsese film. Yeah.
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, but once they put that, I was like, all right. I got up. I'm like, all right, guys, it's time for me to go. That's all I came for. But and then Sunday I rewatched part one. So in anticipation for part two with my cousins and stuff. And on Saturday I recorded the what's it called, the next episode of Cinema Condition. And now I just have the season finale, man. And very, very excited. Very excited for what, for the season finale. You're going to be really interested to see who's coming on and what movie they're going to be doing. So excited. But yeah, man, that was my weekend, man. I just went to work today. I watched this movie and I got through the first episode of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Not good. The face is saying not good. The face is, yeah, the face is pain. That everybody might think that's a smile. That's a pain. That's just pain.
I went immediately to message Keon.
Are we talking about like M. Night Shyamalan? Like,
no. Okay. Yeah, let's get one thing off off the bat. I'm only one episode into the series, and this is definitely already better than M. Night's movie.
All right.
1,000%
Okay. That's honestly a very low bar, though.
Yeah. That is not to say that I don't already have some criticisms off this first episode. But yeah. But that aside, I started that. So expect a full review on Friday with me and Keon. And maybe Luis, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work, but what's it called? If that's going to happen, but at least me and Keon will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if there's nothing else to report, Brad, we should talk about some bureaucrats.
I mean, I'm just waiting on Shogun, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow, Brad. That's tomorrow.
Oh, is that tomorrow? Shogun's yes. Tomorrow?
Sweet. Yeah. The first two episodes are tomorrow. Ooh. Yeah. I gotta watch. After this is done, I'm going to watch Abbott and then get through some more of Avatar so that way I can. Tomorrow, getting back from when I come back from work, sit down, lay down, and watch some Shogun.
I've seen the critics reviewing that and has good reviews so far.
Yeah, it's looking real good, man. It's looking real good. I'm excited for the show. But if there's nothing else, Brad, let's go ahead and do this thing, bro. So if you have not watched Shin Godzilla, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the film, you can get out of here or you can stay. Either way, how it goes is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Brad, good job.
I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't disassociate.
Shin Godzilla, or what's it called? Shin Gojira, is a 2016. Japanese kaiju film directed by Hideaki Anno and Shiji Higuchi, with a screenplay by Anno and the visual effects by Higuchi, produced by Toho Pictures and Cinebazaar, and distributed by Toho Company Limited. It is the 31st film in the Godzilla franchise and the 29th film produced by Toho, Toho's third reboot of the franchise, and the first film in the franchise's Reiwa era. It is the first reboot of a tokusatsu series to be adapted by Anno and Higuchi, followed by Shin Ultraman in 2022 and Shin Kamen Rider in 2023. I need to watch Shin Ultraman. The film stars Hiroki Hasegawa, Yutaka Takenoki, and Satomi Ishihara. In the film, politicians struggle with bureaucratic red tape in order to deal with the sudden appearance of a giant monster that evolves whenever it is attacked. In December 2014, Toho announced plans for a new domestic Godzilla film. Anno and Higuchi were announced as the directors in March 2015. The principal photography began in September 2015 and ended in October 2015. Inspiration for the film was drawn from the Fukushima nuclear disaster and the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. Production had a budget of 1.3 billion, billion yen, with advertising bringing the film's total to 2.19 billion yen. And doesn't give me an estimate as to what that is. Shin Godzilla was theatrically released on July 29, 2016. It received critical acclaim from Japanese critics and mixed reviews from Western critics. The film grossed...
Just to state, that's about $15 million today.
Damn. Film grossed $78 million worldwide, making it the highest grossing live action Japanese film of 2016 and the highest grossing Japanese produced Godzilla film in the franchise, until Godzilla Minus One surpassed it in 2023. It received 11 Japanese Japan Academy Prize nominations and won 7, including Picture of the Year and Director of the Year. And cinematography is done by Kosuke Yamada, edited by Suki Sato, Hideaki Anno. Music is done by Shiro Sagisu. And it sits at 2 hours. And of course, like you said, on a budget of 1.3 billion yen, it made, what's it called, $78 million at the box office. So, yeah, Brad, you're telling me that's like 15 mil, right?
Yep. In today's dollars, so it was probably a little less.
Okay, so then
2016.
Yes, yeah, it was successful. Yeah,
so it's probably between 13 and 15 million.
Yeah, so successful.
Very successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad, I've been wanting to watch this one for a while now. Everyone always told me like, "Oh, this one is probably one of the best Godzilla films." And it's like, this is a really good one. And I agree, it's a really good film. And I was not expecting for us to get a more of a like a political thriller film here, you know, where it's like it's mostly concentrating on, you know, a very real world look at what Godzilla looks like. Like, nobody in this movie is anywhere near prepared to deal with this.
Let's be real here. Would anyone?
And what's so interesting too, Brad, is that like it's so accurate because self-interest starts to come into play.
Oh yeah.
The US, what's called, involves themselves.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, what in the, like, it is so messy. Like, there is like there's so much negligence. There is like lack of time. And just everything is getting in the way. But Brad, what are your initial thoughts on Shin Godzilla?
I actually quite enjoyed this movie, surprisingly, even though it made me think about my job. It's not wrong. Let's be honest here. If a giant monster showed up, you know, I don't know, if it came out of Mexico, giant fucking monster.
Why Mexico, Brad?
It's closer to me. That's the closest Gulf I got. Okay. So it came out of the Gulf of Mexico. And yeah. it just starts rampaging all over where I'm at. I wouldn't know what to do.
Nope.
I'd be like Ted Cruz when the power all went out in Texas. I'd be finding my ass to fucking Cabo or something.
They got fucked on them sick days, guys.
I'd just be gone 6 months, bro. Y'all deal with the giant monster. But you're right. It is a very real look at the issues that plague government and how many people have to like make decisions and who has to make those decisions and who has to go through to make those decisions and then the research to make those decisions. And then they don't listen to the researchers and on and on and like, on and on. It's a real political,
like how long it took for them to want to do the freezing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they still weren't sure. They were like, maybe it'd be better if we nuked it. You know, because the first two times America did that, and America's just like, yeah.
It's the whole reason you got this thing to begin with. Because you fucking nuked it.
Yeah, you know, you got the, and they even showed like the barrels of radiation. They're like, yeah, it's probably some tiny little lizard that just, you know, from centuries ago.
Oh my
like,
God, man.
I like the design of Godzilla. I think I think it's really dope, especially when you first see it, because you don't realize it's Godzilla.
No,
when
you first don't
see it, because it's just sliding on its belly because it doesn't have any. It's not able to walk.
I thought, Brad, I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was just something coming out of the ocean, and then we were gonna get Godzilla coming.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because you know that's how all these movies we've watched before the 70s of the Mecha Godzilla. You know, you have these monsters that come out first. And then Godzilla shows up. So that's what I was expecting first when I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's I don't know what that is. It's not Godzilla. And then as you progress, you're like, oh, this is bad. This is evolutionary Godzilla.
Yeah.
And he's evolving.
Makes it most scary, Brad.
Yeah, like, he's evolving so quickly. And then he's evolving to, you know, take anything that is thrown at him. And when the best part, I think, is the end. And it needs a little explanation. It's the end when they freeze him And then they go to the tail and you see all these little humanoid figures. It's like little humans. And you realize he was evolving to create little parts of him, like, you know, like the Naruto, like shadow jutsu.
Yeah.
He was creating that. And it was like, oh, there was no fighting that.
Yeah. Also, Brad, can we agree, out of all of the Godzillas that we've watched this month, this might be the most OP? Like,
oh,
like you pit them all against each other. I think this one's the one who's gonna win,
dude. Like, okay. First off, you know you got fucking large bullets fired at this thing from the helicopter, did nothing, and then you got America sending in drones to bomb it, and you got laser, like the thing, and just kills the prime minister of Japan, like. Yeah. In the helicopter. That's just done.
Yeah.
And then he's got the laser breath. It's just devastating. It's just done.
It was so cool how, like, it starts as fire, and then he just, like, gravitate into that, like, just, freaking laser breath. Like, holy shit.
So, like, it just keep burning until it, like, burns half the city.
Half the film budget was spent on comfortable chairs, of course. Saw this one in theater when Funimation was still a thing and brought the film over. Good film. Definitely an allegory or two there. Yep, 1,000%. Yeah. Yeah. That's Anno, though. The guy behind Neon Genesis Evangelion. He knows big robot / monster battles. Yeah. Let's
be real here. You could get every bureaucrat in the same movie theater and they still wouldn't learn a damn thing from this.
No, they wouldn't. Because it's bad. Like, everybody's trying to get something done, but you're like, no, you can't step over me. You got to go to them. You got to get this approved.
Then it's like, oh, the prime minister has to make that. And then when the prime minister dies, they're like, oh, we got to vote in a new prime minister and yada, 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 yada. And it's like old prime minister. And it's like,
yeah,
it's like somebody just fucking like figure something out.
And then when they think like it's actually figured out, the fucking U.S. comes in and is like, well, don't you want to be president? You know, you should try like convincing them to nuke it instead.
Don't you want to be prime minister?
Yeah, it's like, oh,
we can make that happen.
I
just love how they're like, yeah, America totally just comes in, steps into it, and then which we would totally do, because the last thing we need is a giant monster ransacking Japan and then, you know, onto our base in Okinawa.
Yeah, it's just so stressful because, like. You know, you would think, like, in times like this, like in, I'm thinking about the film, it's like, hey, guys, you know, we're not expecting a big-ass monster to come out. But let's just say, in times of, like, massive crisis, where something massive happens, like acts of God, maybe we should have, you know, every single power go over to the prime minister for him to make decisions, and we don't have to be scrambling against each other trying to figure out what to do.
And that would never happen.
No, it would never. It would never.
Because people need to know this. Your government is not proactive.
No, it's not.
No form of government is proactive. It's just not. Every government is reactive.
Spoken like a true anarchist.
That's the truth, though. I've been working in it, you know, for a while. That's the truth. I mean, you would love to be proactive, but they never give you time to be proactive. And then when it comes down to it, you just react to, you know how you get, how what's the best way to get grants for road projects?
Oh.
When there's fatalities, it goes right to the top of the list.
Yep. Yeah. But, and it's like 2 hours, this movie's 2 hours long, Brad. And yet like, it's a slow burn for sure. But every ounce of that slow burn that you feel here, it's so stressful.
Yeah, that it's like, just because you know these people are not, you're like, there is like no chance of success.
Yeah. Like we see these, like, I can't wrap my head around the fact that you are seeing this on the TV, guys. You have a TV in your room. You're seeing this big ass monster go and you're still deciding, we have to go through the process. You know, you got to take it up to the second floor. Sorry.
As the buildings are coming down with people in it.
Yeah. And then they thought like, well, if the missiles aren't working, might as well just start exploding what's it called? Explode
buildings at it.
Buildings on it so he can like crush it, like, or like do the, and like at the end, they're doing more damage than Godzilla is doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like, and you know what's crazy about that is that that's going to show you that like, hey, that's going to take like about maybe like 15 years to rebuild, guys, because we're going to have to go through this process of having to rebuild this place.
I mean, do you think had they not attacked Godzilla, he would have just gone back in the ocean?
You know, Brent, about halfway through the movie, once he got to that final revolution part, I was starting to think like, maybe just let the guy just walk. He's eventually going to make it to the other side and he's going to go back into the ocean.
I think it was too late though, because they'd already pissed him off. I think honestly, when you start this and he's on his belly and just, I think he got curious.
Yeah.
Came out of the ocean and then they started like fucking shooting at him. He's like, oh shit.
I'm starting to wonder if most of the motifs in these movies, Brad, is that like this monster is a monster, but like it doesn't really start to break shit until y'all start pissing him off.
Yeah. I mean, and it's maybe, maybe you should like learn it before you like go and attack it. Because honestly, did it like destroy, you know, some stuff? Yeah, I mean, it's a giant.
A lot. It destroyed a lot,
but at the same time, it destroyed a lot when it evolved to the point of being able to hit back.
Yeah, but my God, some incredible visual effects here. I love the visual effects of this movie.
The bombers, when the bombs go in to Godzilla. Yeah. Those scenes.
And just the whole transformation. I mean, look, guys, look at our thumbnail on this video. Like, what's it called? That scene is just so fucking awesome.
I will say some of the CGI, not the greatest thing ever.
No, one of my biggest complaints is some of the editing here. Like, there's some inserts where it just feels like very unnecessary. And I was like, okay, this feels like it's from a different movie. Like, this doesn't feel right. Like, and it kind of messed with the flow a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still, I was still kind of locked into it, but I was just like very confused as to like why these inserts are going, like, why are we cutting to this girl going, are you kidding me? And then going to like, what's it called? What's happening? Like, you literally don't have to have that part there. You're literally cutting to what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have her just like exaggeratingly answer phone, like, what, are you kidding me? Like, it just doesn't work. But the CGI, I mean, is
better than Godzilla 2000.
You goddamn right, right? The CGI is a little wonky here, but for the most part, what I was really like was the design of Godzilla. I think that's what looked the freaking best.
I mean, the evolution aspect of it is something new. Yeah. At least we haven't seen
it. I've never seen it before like that.
Yeah. So that's something definitely new and kind of thought-provoking in a way.
Yeah.
Because when these guys think they've got it nicked, he just evolves again. They're like, "Here, that's in his fourth phase." It's like, y'all are fucked.
Y'all are fucked, bro. Y'all are fucked.
And then I just love that the when they're trying to, you know, freeze Godzilla, and it's a whole fucking thing of just these trucks with cranes and they're having to move it into them. And I'm like, there's no way that you would be able to do something on this large of a scale like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But what a great movie though. I really like it. I really do. I have to say, I really enjoyed this movie. I think that it's very, very compelling. There's a lot, like, I didn't expect to like have like to be this like be this moved and be this like interested in like a very political part of like a part of like of a Godzilla film. Like, this is where I tell you guys, this is where you do the human stuff right. Like, these humans don't feel useless. They don't feel useless. I mean,
they kind of.
Well, they are useless.
They are useless, like, but it's fun to watch them be useless.
To the plot of the film. You know, they're not just there to be like, Godzilla! And then talk a lot. And what's called?
Or Sting?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what's it called? The
70s were different.
Yeah, 70s were different. But all I'm saying is like, you know, these humans don't feel like they're unnecessary to the plot. Like, we need them there because that's how we're going to get the very importance of what's going down here. Like, the fact that, like, without them doing their bullshit, yeah, we're not really dissecting this. Yeah, exactly. Whereas, like, in stuff like Godzilla 2000, I was like, guys, we need these people. Like, we do not need these humans here. And, like, no. In stuff like Godzilla King of the Monsters as well, where I was like, we don't need these people here. Like, you can literally just keep Ken Watanabe here. You're good. Like, we do not need everybody else. Yeah. But I thought it was freaking awesome, man. I love this movie. I really like this movie. I don't think it's my favorite Godzilla. That's still the original. But this is really good stuff, man. And I think it's might be my my fourth, because I really like Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Oh, yeah. I really like that one.
I mean, that's a fun. That's just a fun movie.
And Godzilla minus one is better, way better as a film.
I still haven't seen.
But I need it to drop on digital, man. I need it to drop on digital. This is like so fucking good. You're gonna really like the design of Godzilla there. And overall, I really like the way that like. How Godzilla power ups in minus one is so cool too. But yeah, man. I really like this movie. Brad, I'm gonna go ahead and give this an 8 out of 10. What is your final verdict?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling an 8 out of 10 as well. I mean, I'm feeling, you know, this was a good Godzilla movie. Like,
yeah.
But you know, the CGI and then, you know, like you said, some editing issues, and yeah, I think it's a solid 8 out of 10.
Dance
I do it. Think it's one of the best Godzillas.
Hell yeah!
Because the whole idea of an evolving Godzilla is scary as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really where it gets you, bro. It's just like, because at the end you kind of realize like, my government isn't ready for anything, like. If, like, this movie is fictional, but I look at it, I'm like, guys, in real life, we're not ready for a single damn thing.
Have you been here on Earth for a while?
I mean, the pandemic showed us, Brad. The pandemic 1,000% showed us.
Okay, that I'm a little older. 9/11. Katrina. 9/11,
yeah.
Katrina,
yeah.
Yeah.
But pandemic. Like, at least recently for me, the pandemic 1,000% showed us.
Oh yeah,
that we are nowhere near being ready for massive, like, what's it called, crisis events here in the U.S.
Nope.
Yeah, at least nobody's coming over to what's it called influence us here and try to make us what's it called drop a nuke on ourselves, man.
All right, we want to do it a third time. You guys good with that?
Yeah, 8 out of 10. Reminded me of work. That's why I won't watch Superstore Show. Yeah, Ryan says Stacy too much of Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, Brad, that concludes our review of Godzilla Minus One and Shin Godzilla. I'm sorry. I want to watch Godzilla Minus One again, guys. I'm sorry. You can catch us over on thenerdcore.com. That's our website. TheNerdcore_ is our Twitter, TheNerdcore on Instagram and Threads. And of course, our page, our Discord link is in the description below. You can go ahead and talk to us about Godzilla there. We would love for you guys to join us and talk to us all about Godzilla. And of course, if you're on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment here. Do you like Shin Godzilla? What do you prefer, Shin Godzilla or Godzilla Minus One, y'all? Tell us in the comments. We would really like to talk to you all in there. And of course, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click the notification bell so you don't miss a review that drops on this channel. And as well, leave a like so it can help us keep growing, guys. Over on the audio side of things, make sure you're leaving a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app of choice, and make sure you're following our podcast on that app. All of that helps us out a lot, too. And, of course, we would like to thank our patrons. You can become a patron by going over to patreon.com/nerdcore and pledge you to the $1 tier, where you get this episode live and early, so you can chat with us just like Stacy is doing right here in the chat. And, of course, we just want to thank our patrons. Without them, it's not possible. They make everything here possible, and I'm going to be real honest, guys. Today in the morning, my PC was being weird, and it was completely black, and I was starting to realize, like, fuck, I think I can't podcast, and I thought something was wrong. And good thing is I got it fixed. I did some stuff, but I was just thinking, like, damn, bro, I'm going to have to pause Patreon, guys. Like, I'm not going to be able to give our patrons anything, but they make this possible, and we love them so much. Tyler, can you tell them about our executive producer, Shane Red?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL or go buy something from the Suppy God at PrisonCityVintage.com.
And, of course, that is it for this week, guys, for us. You can catch us on Patreon at the $5 tier where you're going to get our mini pod as we discuss Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, on there. And we conclude Godzilla month there. But for now, we're getting out of here. We'll see you in March, where, of course, every March will now be Akira Kurosawa month until we finish up his filmographies to celebrate. Yep. To celebrate the filmography of the Emperor himself. So be looking forward to that. Friday, Saturday are packed with some live shows. We've got Friday, the Avatar The Last Airbender Season 1 review with Keon and myself. And then Saturday, Shogun Episodes 1 and 2 review live for you all. So don't miss out on all that. And, of course, on Sunday, I've got AEW Revolution. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to the card. I'm not going to lie. So
how many matches?
Right now, 9.
He's not Tony Khan with he's not 9. Give it away. He's no, not gonna there give ain't it no away. Way. He's gonna have like He's gonna have like 5 pre-matches at least.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen anytime soon. Yeah, he's gonna have. But without further ado, Brad, let's get him out of here.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And in this episode, all I gotta say is Godzilla's really cute with tiny arms.
Tiny arms.
Young Yoda out.